Come here, Curious. Come here, Curious. Come to your mama. Come here, Curious. Hey, son. He's so sweet. He's so sweet. Ain't you? You so sweet, huh? You just so sweet.
We have a place in Austria, you know, so but I don't know, it's too far. I thought originally we could go there, but we have this place, it's nearer even. Nearer to international airport, no? It's not really a very international airport over there.
It's not international.
Only for German, Berlin and some small. This one is more convenient. 400 people can fit in here. Yeah. Over there, there's more bathrooms and toilet, though. Yeah, I have about 20 or 20-something toilets and bathrooms. I didn't know anywhere else, so I just landed there, and I thought, wow, this is not bad. There's a lake nearby, we can go swimming, things like that, you know. But in summer, now I think you freeze. The lake you can walk on, but not swim in. Yeah, okay, well, it's not too much, is it? Yeah, it's maybe not for retreat, but if, I was thinking, if we stay there, everybody can come anytime they want, that's the idea, you know? Then you don't have to squeeze like this, because they don't always come together. Yeah, it's only because I'm not here that now and again we come for a retreat, that's why a lot of people, yeah? But if it's free, like, okay, you come Monday, he comes Tuesday, the other guy comes Sunday. Yeah? It should be okay, no? But I'm not sure if they already come on Monday, Tuesday. They probably come every Sunday. And it ends up the same. ABC. Oh, well, okay. Yes, he told me it's ready.
Yes, I heard.
Yeah. But it's so cold now, huh? Here is warmer, no?
Yes, actually.
Yeah, how cold is it there now? Are you there?
Who?
Who? The Australian guy?
I think they left already.
He was just there.
I think three, four degrees. Yeah.
Above.
Oh,
that's not too bad. How cold is it here? 10, huh? 10 above, huh?
5
outside? Yeah? It didn't look that cold.
No, I think the thing is the hotel is not, it's not for winter, actually, you know, because many glaciers and this area actually is like summer place.
Yeah, it's a summer place, actually. Yeah.
Buildings are not very helpful. Yeah, but it's okay.
But we don't need heaters because, you know, here it's too hot. Yeah, I know. In winter it's okay too, you know, no problem. But mostly they don't use it for winter, actually.
No.
Only the old women stay there. Is it snowing right now? No.
They said normally, for this time it's covered with snow, but this year it was exceptional, so no snow yet.
Mm-hmm. But not big enough now. Forget it. I'm just dreaming. There was another hotel, better, bigger, but then it was too late afterward and somebody was living in there and so on. It was too complicated. Ich weiß nicht mehr. Wohin? Okay, but never mind. We have another better. Don't worry about it. We probably will. Okay? Huh? If not, then this is not too bad either, huh? As you know. Take turns, huh? They turned to come.
The realtor said there's another one?
I know, he said there are many. Okay, guys. Okay, you go sit down. Don't stare at me. Oh, man.
Master. One brother told me of a place in northeastern Germany.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's called, I'm sorry, but it has castles near the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's a castle for sale.
Mm. Yeah.
And little castles, not big ones.
Not enough, yeah. They have about 12 rooms or something.
Oh, yeah.
Some bigger, but not by the sea. Yeah, there were some. Actually, a few months ago, it was in summer, and I was also looking. I was hunting around all these years, and I saw two castles, one with 20-something rooms.
Oh.
Very beautiful and nice. And then another one smaller. But I called them, and they said, okay, the realtor is not here. I'm just an answer machine. Secretary. And leave your phone number, huh? He will call you back. And then he didn't call. Many days I call again. She said, yeah, he'll come back, he'll call you tomorrow. And then tomorrow again, he didn't call. And I call again, tomorrow he'll call you. And he never call.
Yeah. That sounds very strange.
Very strange, you know. Yeah. And then our email and everything, never answered. And I said, well, at least you tell me if he's still available. I'm very far. I cannot just go there and look at it like that. So please tell me. Nobody said anything.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very funny. There are funny people over there. Yeah, really. And they call a couple of agents. They're the same. Maybe if I was in Germany, over there, maybe they won't deal with it. If I'm a foreigner, they don't want to, or something. Or far away, they don't want to deal with it. I don't know. But the least politeness, just say, oh, no, we don't want to deal with you, or no, it's not available. Well, nothing. I didn't answer, didn't email, nothing at all. And I was fed up to keep calling them. So I thought, okay, they don't want to deal with us. It's funny, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am?
Master, we've been talking with the Italian contact person.
Oh.
She lives in Pescara, which is the same latitude as Rome, but on the Adriatic coast. And she is going to look for some land. She said it's very, very beautiful around there, all national parks, and land is cheap.
Mm.
If she finds something with, say, an old house on it or something, we could just camp. The sea is not too far away, and the mountains are very beautiful.
Not far away?
No. One would need cars. But
do we have an airport nearby?
Yeah, Pescara has an airport.
International?
Ryanair goes there.
Ryanair.
It's a cheap airline.
It's an Irish company.
Yeah, I know, but does it go there?
Well, it might have to change in Rome. Might have to change planes in Rome or come by bus from Rome. Anyway, she's looking into it. It would be warm, and it would be near the sea and near the mountains.
I heard the name Pescara. Pescara or something.
It's a town on the Adriatic coast. It's just much warmer than Germany.
Mm. Oh, who cares? We're too hot in here. Yeah. Anyway, last year I also went all over Italy, believe it or not. I'm running all over Europe trying to find a place for you guys. Up to now, I'm not really happy with anywhere. There's some places we could have, but then there's always another problem. Oh, there was one place, very nice, 36 rooms or something like that. Yeah, and like 9 hectares of land. But then I look around, I saw so much astral atmosphere, you know. This is like their portal. Phew, how come such a beautiful place and situated in an astral area? And of course we could go there, but then that means we will have war with them. Yeah, the neighbor will make trouble, the police will come, blah, 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 and then soon you have to move away. So it doesn't mean a nice place you could stay forever. There's always some problem like that. Wow, I really like that place very much. Yeah, I really like that place. 36 rooms, you know. And a big yard. And had its own small private lake and the stream running in the middle. Oh, God. It made me so angry. Yeah, maybe one day we'll be cool. Huh? Who knows?
Yeah, it's already good.
It's good like this, eh? Really? Yeah, but one day maybe better even. even in this place, yeah, in this area, but we want to have more room. And we go slowly. Yeah. I'm going slowly. About it. So maybe we have more room. Okay, yeah. But the thing is, they're not together. That's the problem, you see. More room we even have here now. It's just that up and down, in and out. But still, it's better than nothing, huh? Yeah. At least we can sit together, huh? Yeah. And see each other some minutes, yeah? Well, better than nothing, huh? Yeah. Yeah. The main point is the neighbors, you see? Yeah, and the food. Here, neighbors are quiet, food is cheap. Right in front. We can munch carrots all day long. It doesn't cost much because it's wholesale in the front every week. Today they have a lot of wholesale. Do you know? Did anybody go buy? Oh, nobody bought from them? No?
Just bought from the kids.
Huh? Uh-huh. Yeah. They sell a lot in front. Every week, one time wholesale. Yeah. You can rent a truck and buy and bring it to your country. And it's still worth it. Yeah. It's good that we can sit together, at least, huh? It doesn't matter, huh? Even if it's choppy, huh? Okay, then. Yes?
The ceiling is high here, maybe built two floors.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking, but the Caucasians, they're so tall. They go, bang! Then.
Just have cushions.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, then this is a new rule in the Qinghaiism. When you go into the temple, you have to put a cushion on your head. For the future generations. We will add that to the long list of precepts. Okay. Yeah, we can do that, huh? But then how do I see them? Oh, well, probably I can, huh? Well, they will be up there, huh? Well, it's a rental house, you know. Yeah. Well, the Murphy bed is a very good solution. Yeah, we can do that. Flap in, flap. At least some people could sit up there, over there. And then some people could sit. We talked about that in London already, didn't we? Yeah.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.